More Idaho Matters right now. Water is scarce in much of our region, so every spring, one tribe spends days cleaning ditches that are vital to irrigating their farmlands. But aging infrastructure and the effects of climate change are making it harder for farmers to get enough water even after all of that cleaning. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradall reports.
That's the sound of the Jemez River rushing over a small diversion dam in north-central New Mexico. The dam pushes water east to a ditch that runs through the Jemez Pueblo Reservation and flushes water west to a ditch that stretches to farm fields. Daryl Lucero is the Pueblo's second lieutenant governor. He's standing near the dam that's backtrapped by red flat-topped mesas and snow-flecked mountains painted with browns and greens.
This is the very beginning of our irrigation systems.
The Pueblo uses a centuries-old system called acequias. These gravity-fed ditches carry snowmelt from the mountains to their arid lands. The tribe has nearly 25 miles of them, most lined with concrete. And throughout the year, they fill up with sediment, grasses, and debris. That's why hundreds of Jemez men gather for the two-day spring cleanup, complete with shovels and axes.
We'll clean out anything that's encroaching onto the lining, take out any kind of sediment, take out everything that's going to impede on getting proper flow in the ditches.
The ditches are narrow and shallow. Most are easy to step across, so they clog up easily. The men will scrape out the grasses and branches and burn them. Lucero says each cleaning is a demonstration that in the arid West, it's possible for people to share scarce resources for a common goal. In this case, trying to provide everyone in the community with enough water.
We want to make sure we utilize every drop we have and making sure it's not getting lost.
But that's becoming more of a challenge. The decades-long drought in the West is shrinking their surface and groundwater supplies. And they're losing water that's seeping from their 60-year-old concrete ditches and outdated diversion dam. Meanwhile, increasingly severe wildfires are damaging their watershed.
With the wildfires, that has increased our sediment loads coming down. Lost a bunch of topsoil in our upper watershed area, so the water that we could retain is now just coming flush straight through our systems.
Another factor is the population growth to the north of Jemez. Here's Arlen Sando, the Pueblo's tribal chief.
A lot more people, non-tribal members, are living upstream, and they're the ones that are really using a lot of that water, pumping it out and leaving us with less water.
Arlen Sando is walking with me across a cornfield that covers nearly 10 acres. It's a community field that members of the Jemez Pueblo till, plant, and harvest together.
Through ancient prayers, this field is very sacred, and everything that grows here, it's our way of life.
He says it's a life supported by deep cultural respect and strong agricultural values that are passed on from one generation to the next. Their crops, corn, chili, and alfalfa, among others, are primarily used to feed themselves or their livestock, if they can get water. Here's Esteban Sando, a traditional leader for the Pueblo and a farmer.
It's discouraging at times because, you know, as I was a young boy, the water was full. It was never empty. You know, in recent years, I've seen it look like this, no water in it.
Sando says his field is far downstream. In some years, he doesn't get any water. The irrigation ditch runs dry by the time it's his turn to water his field. Back at the diversion dam, Lucero says the Pueblo hopes Congress will confirm their water rights. That's an effort they've been working on for 40 years. A water rights settlement would give them access to more water. It also would provide federal funds for water-related projects, like repairing or replacing this dam.
We're working with what we have and making it work. But definitely some upgrades are needed.
In the meantime, Lucero says they're glad the winter snowpack was deeper than most years. And like every year, they're focused on using and sharing the water that flows down to their community as best as they can. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.
This story was supported by the Water Desk, an initiative from the University of Colorado Boulder Center for Environmental Journalism. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.